Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of the birth of John the Baptist. And from the United States, we hear from Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is director of the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology, St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled Tobacco Tin Hearts.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 22 to 26. When God removed Saul, God made David their king and said, I have found David, son of Jesse, to be a man after my heart, who will carry out all my wishes. Of this man's posterity, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Before his coming, John had already proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his work, he said, What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but one is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of the sandals on his feet. My people, you descendants of Abraham's family, and others who fear God, to us the message of this salvation has been sent. This year, on the feast of the birth of John the Baptist, I have an impulse to reread Toni Morrison's Pulitzer Prize novel, Beloved, a story about some enslaved persons who, after the American Civil War, had been freed from a southern plantation, ironically called Sweet Home, and are trying to survive together in a new home in the North. The book takes its title from Romans chapter 9, verse 25. As God says in Isaiah, Those who were not my people I will call my people, and her who was not beloved I will call beloved. One of these survivors is Paul D., a man who copes with the trauma of his enslaved past by locking away unwanted memories and emotions into what he calls a tobacco tin in his chest. A tobacco tin where his heart used to be. This condition is the reality for many people who carry trauma from the past as they repress the past for survival today. Their fleshy hearts become locked and impenetrable. But the problem is that tobacco can hearts are not very good for a relationship. Even when our hearts have only been tightly closed for a few days, the heart muscle needs to become resilient again. Today, the church draws a parallel between John the Baptist and the Old Testament's David. God says in the Acts of the Apostles, I have found David, son of Jesse, to be a man after my heart, who will carry out all my wishes. John the Baptist, too, fulfills God's wishes. He points the way to Jesus. John has a resilient heart, entrained to the beating heart of God, Jesus among us. John points us to Jesus and his way. We too want resilient hearts. We need to be set free from enslavements or traumas in the present or from the past. God wills to attune us to the divine heartbeat of Jesus so that we can be free to open up our hearts in God's beloved community. Together, with resilient hearts, attuned in right relationship to the world, we can follow God's way, which is freedom truth, and life.